diffusing the last few days that I want to share with you. And it's incredible. So if you want to jot this down, but I've been diffusing harvest spice, wild orange, and cassia. I know cassia is in the BOGO right now. Cassia, I don't think gets enough love every year, but it is like, feels like a cinnamon roll is being baked in your kitchen or home at all times. And it's so good. It's so warm and cozy. And so that's what I've been diffusing this week specifically. I texted this to Natalie, and a group of our girlfriends are on a thread every single day. And I texted it to them yesterday and I said, it feels like this could be called Thanksgiving dreams. Again, it's cassia, harvest spice, wild orange. Nat, it looks like you figured out social media and connecting us.
Hey. Hi,
Facebook. We're so glad.
Turns out I can follow directions.
Yes. Sometimes it takes a minute. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, well, we just want you, Melinda, to stay right here on Zoom. Is great. Zoom is awesome. So we're so grateful that you guys are here. You can be on Zoom or on Facebook Live. Either one is great. But Miss Natalie, my goodness, what a treat. You're joining us today.
So grateful to be here with you. It's been a minute and it feels so good. So much like home.
Yeah. Welcome home. And look at your cute, cozy sweater. You look like a Thanksgiving dream too.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Fires with the kids, reading. And we had an amazing class here last night. And I am loving sharing. We got to share the BOGO box last night with people and sharing MetaPower. It just feels like I was already able to create so much value in people's lives with what doTERRA brings forward. And with MetaPower, oh my goodness.
It's just good.
We can solve any problem, you know?
Yeah. You're just loving it. I love what you were just saying is that, you know, last night I'm hosting here a class because I think that's such a powerful, powerful reminder of even when you're 12 and 13 years in, right? I mean, you've got to be around 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, 14, actually.
14 years. It's like, we're still doing, you've heard me say this before, but one of my favorite quotes, success quotes, is this Zen proverb that says, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. And I think when we just realize, I love essential oils, but when we think also about the word essentials, what are your essentials to growing, cultivating, sustaining a thriving business, let alone a thriving life? You look at, what are my essentials, right? Mm-hmm. And essentials are, am I connecting with people? Either one-on-one or in a small group in your home, like you were doing last night, online, on a Zoom, in a class. But the heartbeat of all of your business is connection. And so even though you're now, what is it? Double blue diamond.
Yep.
I mean, that's massive. And you think, oh, and how many, there's literally, you know, over a million people in your business organization, probably closer to two at this point. You probably won't, you know, right? Closer to 2 million people in your organization. You're still having the cozy gathering at your home to teach people about essential oils and about MetaPower and about the power of these tools. And so you guys, I just like to highlight that because again, it's being so clear on what are my essentials. Like, and I like you to look at that for yourself, like my essentials for my own, say, self-care. What are my marriage essentials? Your marriage has essentials too, you know, or your, again, physical body, your home essentials, but thinking about your business, your business has essentials as well. And the most essential part of your business is that you connect with people. And there's lots of ways we create connection, but Nat, anything you want to say or elaborate to that? Because I think it's just valuable to be reminded of, am I doing the basics? Am I doing my essentials to help see my business grow?
Yeah. And there's no way to get past that, you know, whether you're connecting with people one-on-one or whether you're hosting a class. But right now with MetaPower, I feel like, hey, there's so many people that need this message. I get to go back to a class setting and share it for real in a class setting. And it has just felt so good. Like there's nothing like the basics, and they bring us back to that connection, to that groundedness. And that's where we're creating real value for people. And that's what really matters. So I love your going back to the essentials. We did that the other day with our diamonds. We're like, hey, isn't this the time of year when you feel like you need to do your 6 month purge of whatever else is the extra, you know, the fat in our lives? It's time to trim it and get back to those essentials. I like to I'm big on the scale of 1 to 10, right? It helps me see things. And so when I think about, okay, what activities am I really doing in my business? And then rating those, you know, are they feeling like a 10? Am I like nailing it? Is this my zone of genius? Or what needs to be up leveled here? Or is it really an 8? And I just started doing it in January, and here I am still doing it. And I might need to rethink some of that, right? The 8s and 7s, I call them, those are my distractions, right? That keep me from, those are the good that keep me from great.
I love that. And I think this time of year, I was thinking about this yesterday or the day before. I have a TV segment I'm preparing for KSL for tomorrow. And it's talking about how to be present in the holidays. And I was thinking about this of my own holidays. I love the holidays, as you know, right? I mean, we have matching pajamas. We like all the hot cocoa, all the Hallmark, all the gatherings, all the baking, all the goodness. And it really does matter too. It's similar as how to use this framework regularly is, what are my essentials for the holidays, right? What are my, because it's easy to get wrapped up into FOMO, or I've got to do all the things, versus really getting clear on less is more, right? And it's like, but we just get really clear on what's my wood, what's my water. I'm going to chop my wood, carry my water. I'm going to nourish my body. Like you come back to your own self-care and looking at the basics, right? Is where's my sleep? Where's my hydration? Am I taking my LLV as well as Meta Power? You know, am I taking my supplementation? Am I drinking enough water? Am I doing the things that connect me spiritually? Like just those core four quadrants, right? Body, mind, heart, and spirit. Am I doing the core essentials to show up for myself? And then thinking in your business the same way, is there can be a lot of fringe and a lot of distractions, and I need to do 27 different things, versus am I doing the foundational things, right? If I'm not nourishing my foundation, then it gets a little bit shaky. You know, all the bright, shiny objects, like, oh, I need to be on 27 different social media channels, or I need to create all this stuff or do these things. It's like, wait, what are the essentials? And am I doing my essentials? And am I taking care of my foundation to help me create sustainable success and sustainable growth? So I love we're just leading out with that today. So thank you for modeling that and reminding us of the power of gather some people in your home, have classes, right? I know there was a comment here about, you know, that someone asked, how are you adding Meta Power to your class? If you want to elaborate to that, but getting people to show up for your class, Marianne's asking, you know, it's like, again, there's certain tried and true principles that work, right? Is that inviting people, reminding them, is there a gift or an incentive for attending, right? Like they have to show. That's a great way to encourage a show rate, is like, hey, they get a free roller bottle, mini roller bottle, or they get a room spray, or some kind of incentive is a great way, but to remind them of it, you know, as well as talking and connecting. But some people, they're not going to come to a class, but they'll be a great one-on-one for you to follow up with and meet with. But anything you want to, if you would elaborate, Nat, how are you adding Meta Power to your classes or your one-on-ones?
Yeah. I love this. This is a great question, because it's interesting. As we added this, it was like, great, this is going to be so great. And I felt like we could all just run with it. But then as we came off of convention, I felt like we were all like, wait, I've got to get my head around this. I've got to wrap my head around this before I can do it. And was on one of our diamond calls and like nobody was doing it yet. They didn't know what to do. So I think it's really key just to take a step back from where we are and make space for MetaPower, right? Like we can't just like layer in one more thing. So one of the things, as I'm hearing feedback from all around that I heard and then decided I'm going to do this, I'm going to integrate, was just if you can keep the ascend, if you can just focus in on that MetaPower focus, then you can deliver. So we were having people add MetaPower to, you know, like this is my normal class, is the Natural Solutions class. And this is what I teach all the time. And sometimes it looks like, hey, how to stay well all winter long. And that's the focus. And sometimes that shifts to be whatever people are interested in at the time. So these first two times I've just been integrating it, MetaPower in, because people wanted the oil class. And so we're just giving an honorable mention to MetaPower. I've got, I love what Laura Jacobs did on her app. It's called Enroll Pro, and she has this amazing handout that then, you know, I can send as a text through the app. I print it out for my class, and it guides people on the three products of MetaPower and how to integrate it into their schedule. And so we are doing a Natural Solutions class with, when we get here in the middle, talking about the lifelong vitality, we talk about the MetaPower right there. And we give them this handout so they can know that. Mm-hmm. That was what I'm doing. But I've heard that they're getting a 50% close rate on that type of class. And so I'm recommending for those of you that didn't have people that were waiting for an essential oils class, I'm recommending to go to a full MetaPower class and to just bring it on that one topic. doTERRA has the webinar. I'll type in the URL. It has the, they have the PowerPoint at /DMK. They also have the handout for a MetaPower class. Or you could just work off this, get a one drop membership and work off Lara's handout that I feel like is phenomenal. So, and take them through that process. I got to tell you guys this, cause this was fabulous what I saw yesterday. My friend, Jenica Miller, I'll share it on the screen, but, it was just such a great invite. She was saying, starting in with shed unwanted pounds, look and feel your best this holiday. So that kind of angle coming in. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Enroll Pro. Yes. You guys, thank you for correcting me. Yeah. OneDrop is the graphic website and Enroll Pro is Laura's app. So that's what I did. And what I recommend is going full MetaPower that shifts your close rate to an 80 to 90% close on just that MetaPower kit. And we are waiting for a close sheet that has MetaPower kit and then MetaPower. Tiffany, you'll love this because it's kind of like minimum target outrageous. We said, get us a kit sheet only with MetaPower, and the minimum would be just the MetaPower kit, right? The basic kit for 170 or so. And then the target would be LLV plus the MetaPower kit. And then we changed Outrageous to Optimal on the kit. And that would be MetaPower plus Healthy Habits. Mm-hmm. So they could really just dive into some foundational, amazing support.
Mm-hmm. Let me just add here one just reminder, just kind of a thought, a universal reminder on when it comes to sales, how we encourage close rate and conversion is through asking questions, right? So the same that you would do with oils, the same that you would do with MetaPower is asking those questions. You know, you're asking about their health goals, their challenges, maybe some specific things that MetaPower addresses, like how many of you struggle with brain fog? Yeah. How many of you struggle with your blood sugar ebbing and flowing and those energy or energy dips or feeling lethargic? Or how many of you are struggling to get those stubborn pounds off, you know, or low energy or whatever it might be? You know, the various things that MetaPower is helping, ask those questions that this product helps solve. And so part of then in that class, like where she was showing that to you, or however you do that, one-on-one to a class, but asking those questions. And again, anytime you want to ask anything and you're not sure, how do we cross that bridge? A great bridge is I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Do you ever struggle with, you know, that 3 p.m. slump? You feel exhausted in the afternoon, or your energy dips, or your blood sugar's off, or you get brain fog, or are you struggling with those, you know, stubborn last 5 or 10 pounds? You know, are those things that are up for you? And then it's, those are great ways as they're engaging, right? And sharing their experience, then there's this very natural way to be sharing that.
Amen. Amen. And Tiff, you are the one that helped me learn how to really close, and close naturally with those questions. And friends, with MetaPower and these skills that Tiff is talking about, like, you can knock it out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have an opportunity, like it's like this huge insert, you know, resurge of life with this new product line and how powerful it is. And then my goodness, just how incredible the oils are. I was feeling so grateful last night. My sweetheart and I have been healing up from colds. I feel so much better in the last few days. He's still on the tail end of it, but just, we were putting the oils on his, you know, spine, and it's like helping support his, you know, breathing and all this stuff. And it was like, man, I'm so grateful for these products. And aren't we just grateful, right? Like, oh my gosh, how much gratitude there is for what is all that you have access to share and support.
We are so perfectly supported. I know we say that a lot, right? In an affirmation sense, and we're drawing that to us, but it really is true. We're in such a great place. In doTERRA, it really is like, get clear, select what is you're feeling most drawn to change the world, to help other people, to move your business forward, and then execute on that, because we really are perfectly supported.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the invite that Jenica created yesterday, and I thought, so this is a MetaPower class, right? But she's just starting in with the shed unwanted pounds, look and feel your best this holiday. The average American gains 4 pounds over the holidays. Come learn simple and effective strategies to avoid weight gain, up-level your metabolism, and improve energy and mental clarity.
Yeah. Nat, keep that up for a minute. Everyone, I invite you to just snapshot that. Even if you don't use that exact one, there's some really good language there. Hmm. An example. So take a picture of that. So just keep it up for a minute if you would, love.
For sure. Tiff, what do you love about this? And is there any, like, hey, what would you shift?
Why I think this is really good marketing is it has emotion and logic in the same piece. That's why I think it's really good, is because, you know, it's appealing to the shed unwanted pounds out of the gate, which most humans, not all, most humans can relate to, even if it's a few pounds. I love then the data, right? Again, logic, the average American gains 4 pounds over the holidays. And we go, yeah, we get it, because we're eating all the pumpkin pies and we're having all the rich treats and all the extras. And then I love come learn simple and effective. I love the word simple. That's a really appealing word, right? Because sometimes it feels like, oh my gosh, am I gonna, change feels really overwhelming and hard. But when I hear the word simple, I love the word strategies. Strategies is a very much of an earth word. It's very grounding. It feels like substance. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to avoid weight gain, up-level your metabolism and improve energy and mental clarity. What I also love about this is I'm curious reading that.
Mm. It drives you in.
Right. Because there's curiosity to, what is this? Is it what new system or what product is this? Or what is this? I'm curious to learn, but it's also looks really beautiful too. I like the way she's put her graphic over a Thanksgiving type tablescape. It's really good marketing.
Yeah, it really fits for what people are thinking about right now, right? Mm-hmm. You want to find something that matches up with their thought process and what's a priority for them right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
So powerful. All right. Thanks for sharing that. One thought that got put in the chat box, one of the questions was, Maria was saying, for those people who are not familiar with or using doTERRA, but she was asking the question of, I have a block around if people aren't on LLV first recommending MetaPower. What would you say to that?
That's a great awareness, right? And I think we do the very most good helping people connect with MetaPower and LLV, right? Because they have that foundation. That being said, Maria, kind of like I was just talking about, the minimum is just the MetaPower kit. The target, like if you want to get real results, you need MetaPower and LLV. And then optimal is MetaPower and the Healthy Habits kit. So that, if you will give those three options to people, there will be some people that choose minimal. And if you've taught them properly, I believe that everybody should self-select. It's my job to share and give them the best setup for success, and then they get to choose for themselves. And most of the time when we've done that right, then they're going to choose in to at least that target plan with LLV and MetaPower. So I would say, hey, take a deep breath. You don't have to hold all of that. It's your job to educate and empower them. And then you let them choose for themselves, right? So I love that a lot of people are just choosing into LLV and MetaPower. So what if you just did a MetaPower class and you are highlighting LLV through that class? The doTERRA handout highlights it, right? So don't give them any other kit options. Keep it simple, keep it straightforward, right? Tiff, I know that you taught me from the beginning, the confused mind says no. Mm-hmm. And I think it's super powerful to keep those options. We give them three options and then they can choose where they are on the road. They can choose what's best for them and their family in that moment. And we trust the process, because not everybody's process is going to be our process or the ideal process, but it could be that just getting some of that collagen in them gives them the energy to get what they need. And then they're like, wow, I want to up-level this. I want it to be so much more.
Yeah. And I love, again, the reality, Natalie, it's such the right way to approach that, is that your job isn't to choose for them, you guys. It isn't. As much as you're like, but I know it will bring so much more. And it's like, yeah, but your job is to educate and invite and let them choose. And for a lot of people, if getting started on MetaPower and that's their only doTERRA product currently, we're going to be thrilled for that and celebrate that, because it's the beginning. It's the possibility. And so I think that it's similar when sometimes people say, oh, well, I know they're struggling financially and I shouldn't, gosh, you know, they can't afford it. So I'm not even going to share it with them. It's like, that's not your business. Your business is to share the good news and your business is to let them know about the power of these products and the opportunity. And maybe they need a minute, a week or two to arrange some finances or whatever the case might be, but it's not our business to decide. Our business is to educate, inform, and invite, and then we let them choose. But a lot of times, again, people, they're going to be more motivated where it's like, yeah, I'm motivated to lose weight. That's a really motivating pain point for people. Or I'm going to be motivated to like get rid of my brain fog and actually have some energy that carries me through the day. I need that right now. Sure, I might need other things, but help me at least start to move in a positive direction. I think that's really powerful.
Totally powerful. And there's, I love how freeing it feels if we will just step away from our attachment to them doing this, you know, going for meta power and da da da. And we'll just connect to the people and show up and bring value, and then everything works out. So I think they feel it when we are super clear about, hey, my job is to educate and empower, and then you're in choice, and then they are choosing in.
Mm-hmm. So I want to transition into something that's been on my heart. And as we were talking about you and I doing this call today and so forth, I think something that would be valuable is for you to share, how do you keep, you know, your own dream and your own motivation alive? What helps you with that? I mean, I know you intimately and we've spent a lot of time, but I think that's a valuable share, is that sometimes our dreams get thirsty. You know what I mean? Our dreams yeah. get thirsty. Sometimes we're like, you know, I'm a little bit down in the mouth. I'm a little bit tired, or things aren't working as fast as I'd like, or I used to have a lot of motivation. I've kind of gotten out here in the desert. I'm feeling a little bit parched. You know, I just think that because it's easy on the outside to just be like, oh my gosh, Natalie is just on all the time and feels amazing 24/7. And she's just this rock star powerhouse. And she is that, but she's also a human. And there's times, you know, the heartache and the struggles and the discouragement can add up. And so let's talk. I think that's a great thing of asking someone who's done this a really long time, like, how do you keep your own dreams nourished? How do you work through when you get discouraged? Like, what are some of your go-tos that help you keep the dreams really well hydrated, so to speak, happy, alive? How do you work through, again, those own tough times that come up for you?
That's a great question. And like, I totally have been feeling that. We 3 years ago, I was like, we're going to hit double presidential. I can feel it. I know it. Da da da. And then when I start looking back and seeing, wow, that still hasn't happened. Da da da. Like, it would, it's easy for my self-talk to go to, what are you up to? Are you making a difference? Do you even know how to do this? Right. And so even post convention, I was like feeling the energy, but that fear, doubt, and worry was trying to come in with that self-talk of, you haven't been able to do it until now. And, you know, I actually, one of the strategies that I use right here, I pull out my emotions book, because for me, it's all about, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on in my heart and my head about, and how I'm feeling. And that's when I can get that straight, then I can create anything. Right. So I did some work on just letting go of my attachment on how I thought it should be, the timeline that I thought it should be, and just got more in peace. So, we have just been taking some essential emotion coaches through, and we made a worksheet that's called the Breakthrough Worksheet. So I started testing it for myself, and it was so awesome just to do the work and take the time. So that was number one for me. And then revisiting my vision board and revisiting my dreams, and like, just getting clear about that again. You know, what do I really want now? Knowing what I know now, right? Because those experiences, you know, up this year has been awesome, right? We've been coming out of into this new awakenings, new beginnings, Tiff, in your world. I mean, we're all experiencing in some way. And so jumping in to, okay, I'm being present. What is it that I really want now? And getting clear on that helps me feel really clear for going forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm when I know my dreams, I can nurture my dreams.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, both the resources and the mindset to that. And it's like, how many of you have the Essential Emotions book? Do any of you not have a copy of that? And if so, Natalie, where do they find that book?
They find it at essentialemotions.com, or you can add it on at Oil Life or Aroma Tools when you're getting an order there. Right. And the app too. We now have the app in 13 languages. Yeah. So it's just a go-to for me.
Essentialemotions.com, or download the app, but it's a powerful tool. And then the other thing that she brought up and said is, I visit my vision board. Mm-hmm. You guys have heard me say that phrase many times. I'm just curious, let's take a pulse. If you're here live or in the Facebook Live, either one here on Zoom or Facebook, how many of you have a vision board? And you just say yes in the chat box if so, or no if you don't. The second question I have for you is, if you have a vision board, have you visited it in the last week? Have you seen it? And is it current?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some of you saying, I have one. No, I haven't seen it. Yes, saw it yesterday. Not current. That's okay. So we're just checking in. And this would be a really good activity for you to do. I just had my coaching group, Success Academy, do this 2 weeks ago, is to make sure you have a vision board or a vision book. I also use Pinterest, as you can have public boards that other people can see, or private boards where no one else can see. I have a private vision board there. It's a great visual digital app, or even in my photos album in my phone, on my cell phone, I have images under a folder in my own library called vision board, where sometimes if I'm on a flight or a plane, I'll pull it up and I'll just look through the images and visualize them. But a vision board is a compilation of images, words, signs, or symbols that represent who you want to be, what you want to do, or what you want to have, what you're creating or cultivating, again, from your heart and spiritual relationships, your business, financial, travel, dream things, your self-care. And again, mine is a combination of images and words. And some of them are images of things that have already happened, and I just want more of them to continue. Some of them are images I've cut out of magazines, you know, at Barnes and Noble, or I've printed off from, again, the Pinterest app or something like that, and created an assembly of images and pictures that are looking at, who do I want to be? What do I want to be about? What do I want to create? What do I want to experience? I have health habits on mine to, you know, ideal destinations, to the work I want my work to do in the world. You know, these powerful things. And some people put them in a book. Some people glue them on a poster board. I have a magnet board in my office that I ordered myself personally off Etsy years ago. But however you choose to assemble, it's up to you. But I think what she's talking about is really powerful. Again, you guys, about, hey, am I visiting my vision, both my vision board, and am I visualizing? Have I dropped into and seen, where is it that I'm going, right? What do I want to create? And I love this time of year. I think naturally, you know, November, we start reflecting a lot, and gratitude and thankfulness and holidays, and also starting to think about, we're peeking around the corner of, you know, the new year and new goals. And this would be a great time to tune into your vision, you guys, and your vision boards. And If you've never created one, to create a vision board. If you've created one, but it's, you haven't seen it in a long time, or it's not current or needs some updating, that'd be a great assignment to take on right now.
Tiff, I love what Amy is saying. Like, I sort of have one, but I get stuck in the details and I want to do it right. And so then what do I get halfway through a vision board. What do you say to that?
I think that we all have a perfectionist, right? Amy, can you relate to that? You have a perfectionist side of that voice. Like, I've got to get it perfect, or I got to get it right. And a lot of times then it's like, if I don't do it perfect or right, then I won't do it at all. Mm-hmm. And that's similar to some of you, you keep waiting to host a class because you're like, until I'm perfectly confident, I'm not going to put it out there. Or until my, you know, social media is perfect, I'm not going to click publish on that post. And so I think when you make a new decision, which is the heartbeat of this, Amy, and for all of us, you make a new decision that it truly is about progress and not perfectionism. It's just allow yourself to be even intuitively drawn to what images light you up, what represent what you want to create or be about, and what you want to be cultivating, and what you want to be experiencing. And it's powerful is that you let yourself progress. And I've put things on a vision board or in my goals that, you know, manifested really quickly. I've had things that took years. I've had things that I put up initially and with a little time thought, you know, that's actually not mine. I remember years ago now, I was hanging around a lot of women that were running a lot of marathons and a lot of these Ragnar races. And I have massive respect for that. Mm-hmm. And I love to exercise and work out and be healthy. But current to date, I don't really want to run a marathon. But I remember putting that in my goals one year, because again, your environment influences you and who you hang out with. And I remember it lasted about 2 weeks. And I was like, no, that's not true. I really don't actually want that. That's got to go.
I love that.
It got pulled. It was like, yes, I want to move my body regularly. I want to be healthy and in shape. I actually don't want to train for and do a marathon. For me, some of you have done marathons, half marathons. I have massive mm-hmm. respect. But it's just, you got to tune into what's best for me and what really lights me up. So Amy, get clear on what lights me up. And again, my vision board is a combination of habits and practices, as well as outcomes and destinations in terms of financial, business, travel, dream home, things like that. But it's powerful. It's a powerful tool that helps you keep your dreams in front of you. Because like Natalie, what I'm saying, you know, when you're, you know, no pun intended, but when you're running the race of your dreams and trying to move them forward, you can get thirsty. You can get tired. You can get discouraged when you host a class or you put yourself out there, or you thought someone was going to be this rock star builder with you, and then they kind of peter out and disappear. We all have discouraging moments, guys. We do. And so it really matters. Like, what are your things that help you be nourished in your dreams? And she's given you two great resources, Essential Emotions and the Power of a Vision Board, or Visiting Your Vision, that can really help you with that, you know? Mm-hmm. And Marianne's saying, Tiff, can you talk about my resistance to doing a vision board? I would just, you know, again, we may have already just covered that. You might be in Amy's camp where I got to get it perfect. I got to do it the right way, is giving yourselves permission to dream and just even tuning into what do I want to feel more of and what do I want to cultivate in my home, in my health, in my business, you know, what is it that I'm experiencing? But we do at times have resistance to growth, right? And some of you might say, yeah, I don't really want to do that because then I'm actually going to have to grow and leave my comfort zone, you know, and that kind of thing. But it's just, again, choosing in, I choose growth. Mm-hmm. I choose to grow. I choose to progress. I choose to expand. You know, those are some things. Natalie, anything you want to add to that around vision or creation?
I hear you, Marianne, because like I grew up on a ranch and my vision was about this big growing up. But I love what focusing, like I love listening to podcasts. I love hearing from other people. I love watching little videos of the possibilities. So I remember just like, I think we educate our dreams by hearing about other people's dreams. So how can you, you know, hear the dreams of your leaders, of your upline, of the people around you, you know, whatever that is, like it's going to take, give you ideas for your dreams. And also just carving out the time. I love this time of year, like Tiff's saying, it's just this more quiet, reflective time. And I think in doTERRA, it's a powerful time to carve out time for that. So whether you're doing that on your own, because you might feel like, oh, I don't have a partner running with me right now, or whether you decide, hey, I'm going to invite whoever I have, whatever partners are engaged with me, maybe they're your qualifiers. That's what we do at this time of year. We do a one day where we all come together and we talk about, hey, these are our dreams for 2023. We start, you know, if I could wave my magic wand, this is what I would create. Mm-hmm. And kind of some of that possibilities, thinking and masterminding. And then I find that my dreams are really educated and I'm like, I got this. I'm taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity.
Yeah. So good. So good. And I think it's just allowing yourself, Laura, your question you sent to host and panelists. So just Natalie and I can see that, where you say, I have a leader who doesn't give herself permission to want. When I ask her what she wants, she doesn't know. Is one is just, I continue to like what Natalie's saying, is share podcasts, share YouTube videos, share ideas and dreams and so forth. And just even allowing her, maybe even the question or the conversation is allowing yourself the permission to dream, allow yourself to expand. Because similar to Natalie, it was like, I grew up in a situation, amazing single mom, three kids. I was her youngest and I am her youngest. And, you know, we didn't have a whole lot, like, and that's always relative. We had a roof over our heads and we were fine. But, you know, it was like me owning a home and having a car and like, my goodness, that felt like, wow. I mean, that's massive to compare to what I was dreaming. And so I get that. I understand sometimes it's like, how do we dream bigger or even, but it's giving ourselves permission to dream. And there was a great book. There's a phenomenal book by Wallace Wattles, Wattles, called The Science of Getting Rich. And on my website, you can find actually an entire recommended reading list. And one section is around money. And for especially those of you around, ooh, is it okay to have desire? I don't know. Is that bad? Wait, shouldn't I be grateful for what I have? Is that being worldly or materialistic or all those things? His material is so good at connecting the dots of why God would want you to be rich, or why God loves desire, right? And loves growth. And so perhaps exposing her to that book or other good content, but just even the question or the statement of allowing yourself to dream, letting yourself dream. Some of you can relate to that, that you go, gosh, I really needed that too. I love that also in the Essential Emotions book in the coaching class, it sounds like that Natalie, you're doing, there's some great work there too around financial blocks that, you know, you're sharing with other people too.
And Maria, I would just add to that, that sometimes, like, I don't have a gift with numbers. That is not what I remember. I remember people and impact just like you. So what if you just, I mean, what if the idea is, hey, numbers work for me. And I know how this business goes and I can share that comp plan video whenever I need to do it. And you don't need to be a pro in that way, right? But maybe that could help you through some of the financial blocks, is just accepting you as you are with the strengths that you have and being willing to reach as well.
Mm-hmm. This is so good. I love this. And I think sometimes, you know, again, it's just the awareness and it's the willingness. I love, Laura, how you're showing up for her and supporting her. It's just the permission to dream. Sometimes we don't want to dream. You know why? Because we're afraid of, like, I don't want to feel disappointment. So I won't even go there. It's like, I'll just keep it really calm and comfortable. I don't want to stretch. I don't want to really go there because what if it doesn't happen? You know? And so sometimes, yeah, that's what Brian, you're saying the same thing. Maybe she's afraid to dream due to heartbreak, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe those baby stepping into smaller dreams And so even if it's just like, gosh, I could, you know, I want to just expand a little bit and do some of these things that are already in my comfort zone, but maybe a smaller expansion versus going from, hey, here's where I'm at to massive. It's just allowing it to ask her the question, Laura, what do you want to feel more of? What are some of your favorite feelings to feel? And then what actions, activities, or experiences help you activate that feeling? And so if it's like, gosh, I want to feel more creative. I'm going to finger paint with my four-year-old, or I'm going to, you know, go to a paint class one night, or I'm going to do this. It's just like, what are some of the core feelings you want to feel more of? I want to feel more energetic. I want to feel freedom. I want to feel, you know, more alive or whatever it might be. But allowing her, that's really good advice, is to, you know, baby step into that and just to expand in that way.
Tiff, with that question, what do I want to feel more of? I like the new emoji page. It's in the back of the book. So if you haven't used this yet, or it comes separately just as a feelings guide. But Laura, maybe you could start out with something that simple so that she could let go of whatever's keeping her from dreaming. When I think about an analogy that works with all of this, dreaming is like being up in the hot air balloon, up so high in the sky, like up reaching the limits of whatever we could create. And sometimes there are those sandbags that keep us on the ground and limit our possibilities thinking and make us feel like maybe we're not worthy of flying high or being up in the sky and experiencing it all. And whatever work you need to do to cut those sandbags is worth it, because your freedom, you set yourself free, you cut those sandbags and start to fly, and everyone else in your world will be affected by that. Everyone else can choose to fly high just by your choice. They're going to see it, you know, they're going to feel it, and you'll inspire so many, right? So do the work. We have the best tools in the world. You have these amazing oils at your fingertips. Like, leverage them, mm-hmm. and really realize what an incredible gift they are. We are, you know, when I first started, I looked at Andy, we are the richest people in the whole world. And he said, have you checked our bank account? And I said, honey, my grandma may have had a couple of these oils, you know, a couple plants like this, but look at this. We have access to these from all over the world, and they will help you drop the sandbags. So grab an oil, mm-hmm. Grab your book, grab a tool, and it doesn't matter how much is in your bank account. If you are free and flying high, mm-hmm. The other things will follow. You choose freedom, and other things will begin to flow. Mm-hmm. The money will begin to flow.
Yeah. That's such a great reminder too, is just what are the oils she feels drawn to, right? And asking yourself that, like, what are the oils that help encourage my heart or give me confidence or feel like grounding to me? When I have a lot of emotions that are up, I naturally lean towards the black spruce, the balance oil, Douglas fir, give me the woods, right? Like, I want to feel more grounded while I'm processing those feelings. And so the grounding, but then I also love citrus bliss. Like, I think citrus bliss is one of my very all-time favorite oils, wild orange too. Again, I'm an OG person. I love all the oils, but it's like they bring up the heightened happiness, right? And, you know, using those tools while you're also navigating the fears or the challenges that, you know, you're up against. So Miss Natalie,
I would say are we not doTERRA virgins? How do we say this? doTERRA naive. We have done life and we are real and we're all here. So with that background, we get to decide what to do with it, right?
So true. Miss Natalie, such a treat to have you here. My friends and my loves,
love you.
I continue the inspiration today. I will be back on live with the gratitude series, session 3 of that. It's totally free. It's my 11th year doing it. If you haven't registered yet for that, you go to gratitudeseries.com. And we've been having an incredible month there. You can also join the Facebook community, Gratitude Series. There's no, it's completely free, no strings attached. Come get nourished in the good. That's another great place to help nourish your dreams, nourish your heart, is putting you into that gratitude and generosity or giving back. It's powerful community, right? So we'd love to have you there. But my friend, so joyful to be with you today and see your gorgeous face here live and grateful to thank be back you, in the community.
Tiff, for showing up big. And thank you for doing the gratitude series. It's such a game changer. Remember, gratitude is the great multiplier. And I love how you bring this forward so we can get in that space of multiplying the good. We're actually having our kids listen in with us on some of the segments, just pieces that we feel like they could really connect to. So bring that message to your team. Share this. Thank you.
Love it. We cheer you on, everyone. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you.
And no call next week. We hope you enjoy celebrating with your family and taking in all that you're grateful for. We are so grateful for you and cheer you on and pray for you. So God bless.